From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Two Palestinian gunmen opened fire at a marketplace in Tel Aviv Wednesday, killing four people and wounding five. Israeli police are calling it a terrorist attack and say the gunmen used automatic weapons. Mickey Rosenfeld is a police spokesman.
Two terrorists opened fire at a very busy mall, shopping center, and restaurant area in the center of Tel Aviv. Immediately, police units were dispatched to the area and responded and engaged with those two terrorists. One of the terrorists was shot at the scene and arrested, and the second terrorist was shot at the scene and arrested as well.
Israeli police say the two gunmen are cousins from the West Bank town of Hebron. Wednesday's shootings were carried out at the Sarona Marketplace in central Tel Aviv. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress Wednesday.
In every sector of India's forward march, I see the U.S. as an indispensable partner.
In his speech, Mr. Modi called for a closer relationship between India and the United States, particularly when it comes to fighting terrorism. Mr. Modi's trip to the U.S. is an attempt to strengthen the growing relationship between the two countries. It is also an opportunity for the Prime Minister to assert India as a global power. As Hillary Clinton basks in the glory of gaining enough votes to get the Democratic presidential nomination, she and Democratic rival Bernie Sanders inched closer to what party loyalists hope will be a period of reconciliation. Clinton claimed her party's nomination after primary election victories in California, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota. Sanders won North Dakota and Montana's primaries. President Barack Obama called both candidates on Tuesday. This is VOA News.